Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and your leadership. Hey, this morning on my walk, I was working my way through The Road to Unfreedom, Russia, Europe, and America, the engaging and, I may add, intriguing work of political history and theory by Yale history professor Timothy Snyder. More on that in a few days, because right now I'm behind on sharing some aha moments from other books I've recently read, books like Deep Work by Georgetown Associate Professor of Computer Science Cal Newport. Now, Deep Work is subtitled Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World. What you need to know about Cal Newport is he is also the author of So Good They Can't Ignore You, Why Skills Trump Passion in the Quest for Work You Love, and How to Become a Straight-A Student, and How to Win at College, Surprising Secrets for Success from the Country's Top Students. Now, Cal also writes the popular blog Study Hacks, Decoding Patterns of Success. I picked up Deep Work and I have loved it. Cal is helping me disconnect, turn off the noise, remove distractions, and get more work done and get better work done. And that's the essence of what he's trying to help us when it comes to deep work. Now, here's his thesis. Deep work, he says, is professional activities performed in a state of distraction-free concentration that push your cognitive capabilities to their limit. And these efforts create new value, improve your skill, and are hard to replicate. And he says, deep work is necessary to wring every last drop of value out of your current intellectual capacity. And I think, sign me up for that. I definitely need some help there. Now, Cal coined the phrase deep work, drawing his idea from Carl Jung's work in the 1920s. And Cal Newport contends that if you study the lives of influential figures, both from distant and recent history, you're going to find a common thread among these stellar performers of a commitment to deep work. And he includes people like Mark Twain, Woody Allen, J.K. Rowling, Bill Gates, and others. Okay, so much for background. Let's talk for a moment about what I'm titling today's podcast, The Crisis of Connectivity. And I think all of us that operate with a computer and social media accounts and a smartphone are accustomed to constant interruptions. I mean, emails intrude, screaming for attention, cell phone text messages vibrate in the middle of a meeting, you know, kind of distracting us from the task at hand. We receive push notifications of one kind or another. A tweet pops up on our screen because of a push notification. I mean, we get this. Most of us live with this every day of our lives. What Cal does is he cites a 2012 McKinsey study that found that the average knowledge worker, listen to this, now spends more than 60% of the work week engaged in electronic communication and internet searching, with close to 30% of a worker's time dedicated to reading and answering email alone. That's heavy duty. And Newport's contention, which really shouldn't surprise any of us, is that this kind of fragmented attention, what he calls shallow work, makes it impossible for us to accomplish the deep work needed to achieve success in any endeavor, and that it actually makes us far less effective. As an illustration of this crisis, Newport cites Tom Cochran. Now, Cochran's the chief technology officer of Atlantic Media, who, in 2012, concerned with how much time was being spent on email, began to measure it. And Cochran observed that in a single week, he received 511 emails and sent 284, averaging 160 emails per day over a five-day work week. And Cochran went further and he said, you know, if he managed to spend only 30 seconds per message on average, it would still add up to an hour and a half a day, as he says, dedicated to moving information around like a human network router. And so what Newport does, he said, is the danger of this kind of activity is that it prohibits us from doing deep work. That is, the professional activities performed in a state of distraction-free concentration that pushes our cognitive capabilities to their limit. And what Cal says is that the reason we forego deep work and we take on the shallow work is because it's harder to measure the deep work when we compare it to a boatload of emails that we can present to somebody and say, well, look at all that I did. And what happens as a result of this is that businesses may be ignoring developing a culture of focused effort in favor of a culture of distraction, thinking that the latter, this culture of distraction, will actually be a better gauge impacting the bottom line. And he cites as part of the problem behind all this is this culture of connectivity, what I'm calling the crisis of connectivity, that we have to constantly stay in touch, constantly engage, constantly be available, constantly respond, ASAP. And in the midst of all this, enter Harvard professor Leslie Perlow. And Cal Newport takes us to a study that she conducted where Perlow surveyed professionals who spent about 25 hours per week monitoring emails within an hour of their arrival. Now listen to what she did.
You might argue, as many do, that this behavior is necessary in many fast-paced businesses. But here's where things get interesting. Perlow tested this claim. In more detail, she convinced executives at the Boston Consulting Group, a high-pressure management consulting firm with an ingrained culture of connectivity, to let her fiddle with the work habits of one of their teams. She wanted to test a simple question. Does it really help your work to be constantly connected? To do so, she did something extreme. She forced each member of the team to take one day out of the work week completely off. No connectivity to anyone inside or outside the company.
Here's what Perlow said. At first, the team resisted the experiment. And why not? I mean, does anyone want to tell their clients that each member of the team is not going to be available one day a week? I don't think so. I mean, partners were nervous. Consultants were equally worried. Hey, we're putting our careers in jeopardy by taking a day off a week. But what she discovered is the team did not lose their clients and the members did not lose their jobs, and consultants actually found their work more enjoyable and productivity actually went up. And most importantly, she said, is that the consultants delivered a better product to the client. So in light of that, why in the world would anyone give in to this crisis of connectivity? And what he says is that the reason we do is the principle of least resistance. And here's what Cal writes. In a business setting, without clear feedback on the impact of various behaviors to the bottom line, we will tend toward behaviors that are easiest in the moment. And no doubt, responding to our connected world through email and text messaging seems most important and most definitely the path of least resistance. Now, as Cal's going to demonstrate, because of this crisis of connectivity, deep work is rare. But he goes on to share how to engage in and harness deep work, and I think it's worth taking this journey with him through this book. So I'd encourage you to pick up the book. You can get my review along with the link to the e and the paper and the hardback and the audible versions on onmywalk.com. Hey, we live in a connected world, and that's good, but it also brings a certain crisis that actually makes us less productive. And that goes for consultants in the business field. That goes for students who are working at home on a homework project. That goes for mothers that are trying to fully engage their children at home, for those who happen to be homemakers. So our challenge is, as Perlow and Newport show us, appropriately disengaging from the connected world in order to go deep. Hey, we'll be glad we did, and so will those we serve. So let me ask you, where do you need to disconnect in order to go deep? Well, the crisis of connectivity, that's my thought on my walk with Cal Newport and his excellent work entitled Deep Work. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.